Carla Tester, and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another Project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. The date is the 9th of September 2009 and the time is 4:20 a.m. Please could you tell me your name, your age and where you're from?
Sure. My name is Gemma Phillips. I'm 24 years old. I currently live in London. I'm originally from Birmingham.
And how are you feeling about going on the fourth plinth today?
Very excited. Only had a few hours to prep, so I've been calling friends, family, to give me some ideas on what I can do up on the plinth. Really excited, a little bit nervous, but I'm quite outgoing, motivated person, so I'm really looking forward to it.
So you've not known for long that you're doing this, is that right?
That's correct. About 7:05 this evening, well, yesterday evening, I got a phone call, and from there, prep.
And how long ago did you apply?
I applied on the 31st of August.
So had you thought that you've not got
yeah,
a spot?
Yeah, because I knew that they were drawn on the 1st of the month, mainly, and I didn't think anything of it.
And when you got this call, what was your initial reaction when you knew you had a spot?
I was quite out of breath, I mimed it to my housemate and she started screaming, so I was trying to listen to what the lady was saying to me, and I was trying to write down on the back of an envelope and a pen, scurrying around the kitchen trying to find pen and paper to write down what the lady was telling me. So yeah, very excited.
So what was it that initially appealed to you about the project and made you want to take part in it?
It's different and very spontaneous. It's great. I'm a very active, hands-on person rather than a written academic person. So it's a great idea. Fabulous to get a mixture of people up there doing whatever they like.
And I know that you haven't had long to prepare, but since you found out, has it been in your thoughts a lot about what you might do?
Oh yeah, non-stop. Just looking around my bedroom, opening my wardrobe, seeing if there's any props that will, you know, prompt me to have any ideas, and friends texting me and what about this and all this has been done and all has this been done. Constantly. I haven't had any sleep, but I'll be fine.
And what is it that you've decided to do for the hour?
A few things. I've got a few messages to friends and family. I've got a big noughts and crosses game with post-it notes that I'll be able to play with members of the public. I've got a few stories. I have my iPod to sing along to one of my favourite songs, Madonna Like a Prayer. I can just put that song on, and I can't sing and I can't dance, but I really, really enjoy just putting that on really loud and singing at the top of my voice, just that song. So I'm sure I'll release a few vibes there, hopefully. So just bits and pieces, really. I think too major, but...
And what are the reasons for you deciding to do that for the hour, little bits and bobs and things?
Probably just timing. I did have an idea, but unfortunately I wasn't able to pull it through. I wanted to order a pizza and get it delivered, ring up when I first got on there and order a pizza, I don't know whether it's been done, but order a pizza to be delivered to the fourth plinth, then to be given out to everyone that was watching me, especially my girls that have come today, who have probably stood out there freezing.
Who is here with you tonight?
My best friend and housemate Mel, Sophie, Fran and Holly.
And what have their reactions been to you getting a spot on the plinth?
Hyper, excited, screaming, just can't believe it, out of over 33,000 people being chosen.
And have you got any expectations about what the hour on the plinth will be like?
Yeah, it's going to be weird, not being able to move anywhere apart from on the plinth. Just being higher than everyone else, I suppose.
And have you got any hopes or fears about what will happen?
As long as I don't fall off, I should be fine. I'm not scared of heights, so that should be okay. And I can talk quite a bit, so I'm sure I'll keep going throughout.
And would you like people in the square to interact with you and talk? I know you've got a game planned, but other than that?
Yeah. I'm a very much people person. So meeting new people and talking about random things is great.
And what about people online? Have you got anyone watching you know?
Yes, I've got lots of people watching. My dad in Spain, and I have a nice message on a board, Hola Dad, to show him because he'll be watching online. So yeah, friends, family, everyone's got their alarms on for 5 to 5.
Have you ever taken part in an arts project before?
Not really. I've done bits and pieces of arts and crafts, working with young people, but not especially being in the actual piece of art. So not really, but I'm very spontaneous and up for new things and new experiences, so suits me down to the ground.
And how did you become involved in those projects that you have done before?
Just through voluntary work through universities. Whilst I was at uni, worked with young people, and yeah, tried to guide them along.
And what is it that you did at university?
I studied law, LLB law, which is a bachelor's degree in law. Really enjoyed it very hard, really loved uni life. Obviously had the balance between work and play, but yeah, really, really good.
And what other interests have you got when you're not working or studying?
I love to travel. I've just come back from travelling Thailand, Malaysia, Singapore and Indonesia for a month. I'm off to Greece next week. I'm off to New York in November. I've been to Finland snowboarding. That's another hobby of mine. I go once or twice a year snowboarding. Other interests, being with friends, eating nice food, bowling, cinema, and having a good dance.
How do you find time to travel amongst
everything else? All my friends know I'm non-stop. There won't be a night where I haven't got anything planned. I live life to the full, you know. On odd occasion, I will chill at home, but I'll need a good reason to, because I've been very busy. But I'm a very organised person, which helps.
And what are the things that are important to you in your life?
At the moment, my family, my friends, and just having a good time and being safe, but enjoying life and getting as much out of it as you can.
What ambitions would you have for the future, if any?
To have a good career, to have a nice family, and any opportunity that arises to the challenge, to hopefully grab it with both hands and achieve it.
I'm not sure if you'll have put a profile up on the website, because I know you're fairly last minute. Have you done that?
Yeah.
And do you remember what the three words were that you put to describe yourself?
Gosh. Loyal, passionate, and energetic.
And why did you pick those three?
Loyal, my housemate Mel popped that one in for me. She's definitely loyal. Energetic, I'm never still. Don't really watch telly because I can't sit still long enough. So being on the plinth for an hour, I'm going to have to really focus a little bit being in such a small space. So energetic, definitely. I won't be in bed till God knows whatever time. And passionate, whatever I do, I'll put 100% into it. No point doing it otherwise.
Are you able to describe what this opportunity means to you, to be one of the 2,400 people going on the plinth?
Gosh, amazing opportunity. I can't really, because it's happened so fast, I don't think it's actually sunk in what's happening. It's just fantastic to be part of such a fascinating, different art.
And what impact do you think going up on people that are watching you, but also on you as an individual?
That's hard. I'm not too sure. Probably friends and family, just to reiterate who I am, because up there I'm just going to be myself, so for them to enjoy, I suppose, and for myself, just to be myself and enjoy it.
Who would you say that you're doing it for, fundamentally?
For anyone that's watching, whether it's on the internet or here in Trafalgar Square.
And overall, since kind of applying and hearing that you had a spot, what has the experience been like for you, your involvement in the project, what has it been like?
Absolutely fine for the short time. I was down here at the weekend, Saturday afternoon, having a look at the plinth, but because it's happened so quickly, everything's been fine.
And before yesterday, had you been watching a lot of it, either online or in the square?
Little bits, but because I'm very busy, I'm not really at home that much. But yeah, I've been down to the square and seen a few plinthers.
And what, when you're coming down from the plinth, how do you hope to be feeling, or what do you hope to have gained from that experience?
Just being myself.
Brilliant. And before we finish, is there anything else that you'd like to add to the interview or tell us about that we might not have covered?
Mm.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you.